You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Brian Wood, a literary agent who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, after graduating with a master's in English from the University of Toronto in 1994. He moved to Vancouver in 96 and has been there ever since. He worked as a local buyer for Chapters and then Indigo and is now one of the top sports literary agents in Canada. Mr. Wood, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
And certainly our pleasure. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and when did you first begin writing?
Well, I began writing, I guess, just privately for friends and so on when I was in my late 20s. I would do poems and so on based on the poets that I loved reading, like Shakespeare or Auden or Philip Larkin. I didn't really get serious about it, especially with the idea of publication, until I was about 37 or so. Until then, they were mostly just poems I did as jokes for my friends and so on, imitating others. I didn't really do anything worth publishing until I was 37, and then I got together a collection and was able to sell it to a U.S. publisher early on in 2012.
So when did you realize that poetry was the form of writing you excelled in?
Well, that's a good question. I always loved it, to tell you the truth, Eric. I loved it in school, and I loved reading it at university. It was one of the things I most loved about going to university, but I never thought I could do it myself. But reading others that I loved and trying to mimic them with the parodies I was doing kind of rekindled my love for it, if that makes sense. I just kind of fell in love with the form and trying to mimic some of the poets I love so much. And I was able to do it kind of semi-successfully. My friends urged me to keep working and keep working harder, you know, stop just doing parodies of other people and work on your own stuff, you know, try to be a different voice. And hopefully I did that. I have now published two collections, and the response has been great. I've been very gratified.
And that certainly is good to hear, and congratulations on the success that you've experienced so far. So I understand you've had two collections of poetry published now. How does your work as a literary agent help you as a writer of poetry?
I think the main thing is when you're a literary agent, your goal is to try and, you know, connect with the public. Because if you sell a book to a publisher and no one buys it, you've kind of wasted everyone's time, your time, the author's time, and the publisher's time. So agents are always on the lookout for stuff that people will actually go to the bookstore and buy, or click on Amazon and get one for themselves. So to turn to poetry for briefly, you know, over the course of the 20th century, poetry became more and more abstract and more kind of lowercase personal. You still see this in public. Most of the poetry published today is all lowercase, and it's all unrhymed, and is usually about the poet, him or herself. So I feel, as an agent, I try to make sure my poems, if I've succeeded, are accessible to anyone who reads English and loves English, the language, and loves some of the literature we've got, like Shakespeare and the King James Bible.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Brian Wood, a literary agent who lives in Vancouver, BC, now one of the top sports literary agents in Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, your first book, Winter Walk, introduced readers to your classical style of poetry, focusing on rhyme and meter. What is about that form versus postmodern poetry that you prefer?
Well, I think it's obviously a personal preference. Everyone comes to this with a different angle. But one of the things I loved about the poets we read in school, like Shakespeare, Milton, Larkin, Donne, and Pope, is that their greatest work either rhymes or scans, and most of it both. That's what helps it, so makes it so memorizable. You know, when people go to see Hamlet even today at the movie theater. My wife and I saw it, the Benedict Cumberbatch version last year in a theater. You could see people being moved by the verse because it's so easily memorizable. The rhyme and the meter help it establish it in your mind. Poetry in the 20th century in English has largely moved away from that, and I think that's to its detriment. It makes it tougher. Today's poet, no matter how gifted he or she is, if they don't rhyme or scan, it makes their work tough to remember, even tougher to memorize. And I think that's how poetry survives with readers, is that if it impacts you in any way, your brain holds on to it forever. And I think English poetry would be better off trying to adhere to some of those standards, whether your poem should rhyme or scan, and if possible, both.
Lastly, Weekend Getaway at Generic Hotel is an interesting title for your second book. What is the focus of this new work?
That title is partially due to my mother-in-law. The original title was Weekend Getaway At, and then I named the actual hotel the poem was set in. And in that poem, I complained a bit about that hotel, and my mother-in-law said I was being too mean, that it was actually a very nice hotel. So I changed it at her behest. That poem is the title poem because, to me, it's representative of a lot of what I have to say as a writer. The poem is about the speaker in the poem recalls his very religious childhood and about the fact he is no longer religious, but many people are. That poem looks into that, the nature of faith and the way faith changes as you're a child and then a teenager and as an adult, and how you deal with it differently now as you did when you were a child, and how for some people religious belief is very appealing and for others it has no appeal. That poem takes that topic head on, and that's why I made it the title poem of that collection.
Well, you're certainly creative, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Before you go, I'd love to get your take on this and share some advice for those tuning in that have always desired to write, even write a book. What would your advice be for those folks in those regards?
Well, I'm probably not the first guest you've had say this, but I'll say this for what it's worth. For people who are working on their stuff and polishing it and getting it ready to go to submit to agents, or maybe they're submitting to publishers directly, always make sure you're a good fit for that agent or publisher. So let's say you're a novelist and you're working on fiction and you'd like to be a writer someday. When you submit to agents who have sold fiction similar to yours, because that way you're in their wheelhouse. If there's one thing I can impress upon your listeners, the importance of making sure that who you submit to is a good fit for your work, because otherwise you're wasting their time and probably your own.
And I would say that's some great advice, and thanks for sharing your expertise in those regards. Where can listeners not only pick up your books, but be in touch and have access to your work?
Well, hopefully if they like what they hear, they can go to brianjwood.com and check out the site for themselves. My wife runs it. She does a great job, and all the info is there.
Once again, Mr. Wood, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, all the best, and thanks again for your time today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Wood, a literary agent who lives in Vancouver, BC, now one of the top sports literary agents in Canada. And for further details, simply visit brianjwood.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.